Do you know the part of your soul where you will suffer in when you're in purgatory? You should just take a look at the sins that you commit and with what part of the body you commit them with. In the mouth, you will suffer in the mouth. The hands, you will suffer in the hands, and so on. If we look at every single type of sin that we commit, whether it's with our mind, with our eyes, with our ears, there we will have to atone. That should make you think two or three times before you commit a sin with a certain part of your body. The next soul that Princess Eugenie encounters in her diary, My Conversations with the Poor Souls, Babette, is an incredible example of this idea. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. April 21st, 1923, saw two women kneeling during the Saturday Rosary in church for the second time today. They disappeared and came back. When I went in afterwards with the pastor, hoping that he would see them too, they were there, but when I wanted to talk to them, they were gone. Met Nicholas four times, he literally ran past me. I had a fever for a few days in the evening and couldn't sleep, but I didn't see or hear anything. Now that I'm well, they seem to be coming back. April 26th at 1 o'clock in the morning, the housewife, who died a year ago, came. Don't know her name. She looked very sad, didn't stay long, kept pacing. Again, stayed longer. She looked at me steadily, but didn't answer anything. See Nicholas twice, always looking. April 29th, the housekeeper was with me from 3 to 4:30 a.m. Very sad. She wants to talk and can't. I don't like her very much because she's always staring at me. Saw the 11 pillars of fog. May 1st. She was already in my room when I went to sleep. I held out a towel for her to squeeze with her hand. She came very close, but didn't do it. May 4th. She came twice in the night, bent all over me. I really hate that. Also saw Nicholas again. I asked the housekeeper what her name was. Did it many times without getting a reply. A hideous sound that sounded like ba-eh. Looked very sad. She must be very fond of holy water because she is restless until I give it to her. May 5th, she was back. I know now that her name was Babette. She makes me very tired because she always stays so late. I saw that her clothes were all torn. She also has something on her mouth. Couldn't see it clearly. May 9th, she was back twice in the night. Also seen the 11 again. May 12th, met Nicholas in the corridor, looks quite friendly. May 13th, the housekeeper again, very unpleasant, bent over me. Her mouth is hideous like a boil, her lower lip all black. Also her eyes are very troublesome, would be so glad if I could break through to her, but I get nothing out of her. She wants to talk but can't. May 14th again, she opened the door, which I closed specifically for the rehearsal. May 15th, seen Nicholas again. May 18th, the housekeeper was with me from 1 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. Walking around the room, it's awful. I don't know how I can help. I've prayed, but I can't do it all the time. Her mouth is hideous. May 19th again, but briefly. May 21st, she came at dusk, 4:30 a.m., woke me up with a noise. Because I was advised to do so, I held out a particle of the cross and asked, "Are you damned?" To which she shook her head in the negative. Then I said, "I beg you to tell me what you want. I don't want to see you anymore." Then came in tones that were difficult to understand, "Always lied to Pastor." I asked her to repeat it because of the difficult meaning, but she left and opened the door again. May 24th, she came all distraught, like someone fleeing from something. She looked hideous. I said, "I command you to tell me why you always come to me." Then she came right up to me and pointed to her mouth. I was very scared. Then she was gone. May 23rd, I had hardly fallen asleep when she was back. I said, "If you don't tell me what you want now, I won't pray for you anymore." There was no answer. For a long time then, an incomprehensible murmur. "Me, tell me again what you said about lying." She comes very close and says clearly, "Must suffer, have slandered, lied a lot. Tell the pastor. Me, why don't you go to him?" No answer. May 24th, she came with another figure that I could not recognize. I was so scared I held out the particle of the cross to them and said, "I beg you, don't come anymore. You will have a holy mass." So not only must we go to the places where we have sinned, if possible, to atone for our sins there, repairing in the appropriate place, begging God for forgiveness, if we can do some action that is appropriately reparative, then we should do so. Otherwise, prayer might possibly be sufficient. But we should also atone with the parts of our body that we have sinned. For instance, if we have been gluttonous, atoning by fasting. If we have been proud, accepting humiliations. If we have looked at unholy things, spend time in adoration, gazing at beautiful and holy pictures. If we have sinned with our hands, do something of service for someone with your hands. Be intentional. Be intelligent about how you atone. Why? Because it is an intelligent, infinite being that is judging us. We can't just atone generally. We must be very intentional, the way that love should be. And consider this reality. If you atone with the part of your body that you sinned, not only do you atone, but you also gain the merit for the virtuous act here on earth. Whereas if you do that in purgatory, you gain no merit. So what you suffer with, let's say, your hands, because you used them in an inappropriate way, now you get this double reward, the atonement and the reward and the merit. My friends, God bless you. We continue in this series, letting Princess Eugenie lead us. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.